Abba, Father, you said when the cry of praise cover the earth, heaven will shake and my son will come. Thus by the blood of Christ, the burden removing, yoke destroying power of God, and the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus Christ, we've gathered here today at the table of grace, and we believe, we receive, confessing, professing, decreeing, and declaring, speaking the work, the word, the glory of the Lord into the days of evil, into this present darkness, that we can see and enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living for your good pleasure. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, love, I, a member of the body of Christ, believe I receive all authority in heaven and on earth that has been given to me in Christ. I know and understand fully and clearly. I know and understand that all things are possible to me who believe. In Christ, I hold the keys of death, hell, and the grave. I have the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever I declare locked on earth is locked in heaven. And whatever I declare unlocked on earth is unlocked in the heavenlies. Every demon in hell trembles at the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Word of God, and submits. The Lord saw you, the Satan, falling like a lightning from heaven. Behold, the Lord God of hosts has given me. Thus I take the right to command. I take authority to tread. I exercise absolute mastery over serpents and scorpions, which are the rulers, the authorities, the powers of this dark world, and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms, and over all your power, your ability, what you can suggest and what you can influence, the Satan, the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Even the spirits are subject to me because of the name of the Lord God of hosts. Even the demons believe that God is one, and they tremble in terror. I defeat the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I do not love my life so much that I am afraid to die. Jesus has broken the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and freed me from the fear of death. I have been brought from death to life, for my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has already destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Behold, the blood of the Lamb provides a defeat for the devil, judgment on the wicked, redemption to the lost, and eternal inheritance for us, his ecclesia. Thus, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the spirits of sleepiness, tiredness, stealing, killing, destruction, and any other demonic activity that would come against us in our devotional time or at any other time, they are defeated in our lives. Lord, in the dimension of the Spirit, I've grabbed the hammer of the blood of the cross, and I crush the head of every demonic spirit that moves people against us. And in the name of Jesus, I clothe Andrew, Brian, Alexander, Stanford, and I, each of our spirits, soul, body, mind, life, and our home, and everyone in it, and our streets, and our walls, within our palaces, with the precious blood of Christ, for such a time as this. Our eyes are undimmed, and our vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of our countenance. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Wherever the light touches today, that we, this Scatterbound family, our souls and ministries will be delivered. Anyone who would come against us, the Lord God of hosts is with us always. Who can ever come against the blood of the Lamb? the blood of the cross, the blood of Christ. What can withstand the strength of the right hand of God? Who can ever stand before the name of the Lord of the angel armies, whose we are and whom we serve, who never leaves us nor forsakes us? Thus, thanks be to love, who always causes us to triumph in Christ and manifest through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place. For we are a fragrance of Christ to love among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one, we are an aroma that brings death. To the other, an aroma that brings life. Unlike so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ we speak before love with sincerity as those sent from love. Therefore we fear neither men nor beasts, for Jesus Yeshua has defeated death, hell, and the grave, and has set our feet upon the rock of our salvation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, and we the church say, Amen, so it be, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, love, I thank you for each one of our spiritual fathers and mothers and leaders. I thank you that whenever they open their mouths, the words be given them so that they boldly make known the mystery of the gospel for which they are ambassadors in chains. I thank you that they do proclaim it fearlessly as they should in the name of Jesus Christ. For as it is in heaven, so also be it on the earth. Father, love, we the church continue to pray and decree the battle plan of the highest heavens be loosed, be released, be unleashed on the earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, thus have your way, Lord, my love, so that the whole earth know that Jesus, Yeshua, the word of love, is Lord, to the glory of love, the Father. Amen. Scrambling the enemy's radar, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for releasing your warrior angels and your heavenly host. I proclaim and decree that they have taken us, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, money, harvest and possessions and lands and countries and offices, governments and administrations off the enemy's radar, individually and all as a whole, day and night, night and day, and scramble the enemy's frequencies or airwaves. Your kingdom must come now, and your will must be done right now, as it is in heaven, also on the earth. Amen. And we rebuke the gallows of heresy. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. Amen. The world be filled with God's sound, with love's glory. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be all the demonic activities in our weather system, the foreign entities, technology-driven storms, wildfires, earthquakes, thunderstorms, fires, high winds, gusts of wind, Florida, droughts, tropical depressions, hurricanes, tornadoes, climate emergency, and anything alike, vaporizing chemical, biological, nuclear weapons, direct energy weapons, etc. I wash them all in the blood of the Lamb, and have crippled them all. And I called, thank you for the love that Holy Ghost resurrection fire comes down and sucks up, drains, draws the energy, the strength, the intensity of any disaster set by the enemy, and reduces them all to nothing, destroys and takes down and prevents the wicked from creating bad weather system and from bringing any more catastrophe in the nations, including those they predicted for Haiti, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. Amen. So it be, Lord, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be all the demonic strongholds and strongmen in the heavenlies, the atmosphere, and on the ground, and under the ground. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the God of death and the Molech, Baal worshippers. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be every demonic activity before, on, and after Halloween. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the terrorist attack predicted in the Grand Central Station in New York, New York, or in any other place. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be all the powers of the enemy, his ability to steal, kill, and destroy. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the curse, eternal punishment, disease, and poverty. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the implementation of the United Nations Program and Agenda 2021 to 2030, New World Order, and any other program or agenda of the sort, all their dark plans and implementation. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the implementation of the New World Order organization and system, the One World Government Order, the WHO, the UN, all the entities whose agenda is destroying humanity. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be conflicts, wars between nations. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the day of jihad, racism, anti-Semitism, discrimination, riots, chaos, gang violence, terrorism, tyranny, breach, exile, outcry, pride, arrogance, prejudice, and anything alike. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be wickedness in the seven mountains of influence, all three parts of the government, the media, the arts and entertainment, businesses, education, religion, and family, their administrations. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be socialism, the sown seeds of division within the confines and structure of governments, horrific bondage and unholy towers of lack, socialism, the enemy, evil foundations, lack of integrity, the forces of darkness, the demonic entertainment, the blatant celebration of ungodly values, the operation of unlawful and ungodly businesses that perpetuate sin and hurt our society, such as the drug and alcohol, abortion, pornography, and sex trafficking industries, the strongholds keeping these centers for profit in operation, evil, unbiblical agendas, the ungodly indoctrination, ungodly curricula, false gods, false religion, premarital sex, cohabitation, divorce, abuse, neglect, abortion, and same-sex, quote-unquote, marriage, be cursed, be pulled down, be brought down by the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be listeria, salmonella, E. coli, and any bad bacteria or contaminants in the food and drink medicines and the products that we, the people, use. Any outbreak of sickness, disease, and illness, and mask mandates, and the status quo, and all the filth of this time, of this day, all their powers and ability to steal, kill, and destroy have been crippled, cannot progress in such a time as this by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. So it be, Lord. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the seed of the serpent. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be all of them, vaccines and serpent venom, bioengineered products and genetic modifications, quantum data, all the works of the wicked. Amen. So it be, Lord, they shall not prosper for such a time as this. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the hidden deeds of darkness. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the enemy's ability to seize any portal. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the spirit of fraud and all the components of its doings. I employ the angelic assistance, the angels of antiquity, of the ancient time, to destroy every work, every technology, every weapon fashioned against us and God's plan. I washed every one of their works, technology, and weapons in the blood of the Lamb. Be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. Amen. So it be, Lord. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the death grip of idolatry, darkness, and lawlessness. The gates of hell be broken, the doctrine of demons be destroyed. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the Satan, the devil, and his minions, all their powers and their ability to steal, kill, and destroy are paralyzed, incapacitated in every way, shape, or form, and defeated in our lives, lands, and territories. Amen. So it be, Lord, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be them all. Jesus is Lord over the whole earth and everything in it. The Lord is in me. He is a holy temple. A silence before him, all the earth. I release the burden removing, yoke destroying power of the precious blood of Christ in the air and in the atmosphere, the heavenlies, and in the foundations of the earth, to wash away any natural or man-made disaster sent by the enemy. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the beast of the east, all its powers and its ability to steal, kill, and destroy. The beast of the east shall not rise. I release the burden removing, yoke destroying power of the precious blood of Christ against any attack, including the violence Hamas attack against Israel and Jerusalem. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be any attack, including the violence Hamas attack against Israel and Jerusalem. By the blood of the cross, they shall not prevail. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, blessed are those who bless you, Israel and Jerusalem, and cursed are those who curse you. For the Lord promised to defend and protect Israel. In that day, the Egyptians will be like women. They will tremble with fear beneath the uplifted hand of the Lord of hosts when he brandishes it against them. And his promises are yea and amen. Father love, I stand in agreement with your prophecies of old. The battle belongs to the Lord. Thanking you for Israel and Jerusalem, that there be peace in their walls and prosperity within their palaces. Israel is forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God of hosts. Amen. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the destructive spirit, all its powers and its ability to steal, kill, and destroy the United States of America and her territories, Israel and Jerusalem, Haiti and Jamaica. I release the burden removing, yoke destroying power of the precious blood of Christ in and over New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and every other state and place in the United States of America and in her territories, in Israel and Jerusalem, in Haiti and Jamaica. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be every demonic attack and their power and ability to steal, kill, and destroy in these places are canceled, broken, shall be prevented by the host of angels. Wherever the light touches today, that the United States of America and her territories, Israel and Jerusalem, Haiti and Jamaica, be delivered by the blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ. I release and I speak peace. Peace over the lands, peace over the United States of America and her territories, peace over Israel and Jerusalem, and peace over Haiti and Jamaica. As you remember your promises to me, Lord my God, pray for the United States of America, and I will take care of your parents' countries, Haiti and Jamaica. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, amen. So it be, Lord, and the Lord will not make a liar out of me, and the Lord will never forget my good works and the love I have shown him as I have helped his people and continue to help them. For God is faithful to his word and to me. His faithfulness is a protecting shield, and in his faithfulness he will reward me, his beloved, and his faithfulness is to my children's children. Amen. So it be, Lord, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be all the cabals, Illuminati, the Luciferians, all the wicked. I wash them all in the blood of the Lamb, have crippled them all in their wickedness, and they be no more. Oh, praise the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. By the Spirit of the living God, the Lord has gained glory for himself through all the wicked and their wickedness, and the gates and power of hell, that it shall not did not and could not prevail against the judgment of the right hand of God upon the wicked and their wickedness. For a cup is in the hand of the Lord, full of foaming wine mixed with spices. He pours from his cup, and all the wicked of the earth drink it down to the dregs. The expression on their faces testifies against them, and like Sodom, they flaunt their sin. They do not conceal it. Woe to them, for they have brought disaster upon themselves. The zeal of the Lord has done it. For your faithfulness to your word and to us, Father Love, I thank thee. In our blood covenant authority, in the name of the Lord of Sabaoth, the Lord of the heavenly angelic armies of God, for now, governments, leaders all over the world are being tried in the court of Jehovah Yahweh as to what their end time will concerning their action and the future of humanity would be. Now, but I do not rejoice in anyone's downfall, But I rejoice when right and truth prevail. As it is written, so be it done to the wicked, Lord. Therefore, when sin is full, judgment must come. May burning coals fall on them. May they be thrown into the fire, into the mire pits, never to rise again. Atoroso tokoro hiashi, manara tokoro hiashi se minoroso. A little while, and the wicked will be no more. Though I look for them, they will not be found, but the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity. Atoroso tokoro hiashi se minoroso. Oroso tokoro hiashi. As a boomerang, I command all the indictments, arraignments, rulings, trials, bans brought against President Trump to return to whoever instigated them and to those that are pursuing them. Let their swords pierce their own hearts and their bows be broken. The trouble they cause recoils on them. Their violence comes down on their own heads. By the blood of the Lamb, I release a spirit of confusion in the camp of the enemy. Lord of hosts, use those indictments and arraignments and rulings, trials, bans for your glory. By the blood of the Lamb, they cannot succeed, prosper to convictions and condemnations, or anything alike. As it is said, though the wicked lie in wait for the righteous, intending to put them to death, but the Lord will not let them, the Lord will not let President Trump into the power of the wicked, or let President Trump be condemned when brought to trial. You once spoke in a vision to your godly ones, you said, I have bestowed help on a warrior. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found my servant, Donald J. Trump. With my sacred oil, I have anointed him. My hand will sustain him. Surely my arm will strengthen him. No enemy will exact a tribute. No wicked man, a man will oppress him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down those who hate him. My faithfulness and loving devotion will be with him, and through my name his horn will be exalted. I will set his hand over the sea and his right hand upon the rivers. He will call to me, you are my Father, my God, the rock of my salvation. Lord, in the dimension of the Spirit, I've grabbed the hammer of the blood of the cross, and I crush the head of every demonic spirit that moves people against President Donald J. Trump. I've grabbed the hammer of the blood of the cross, and I crush the head of every demonic spirit, strongman, stronghold that were preventing the truth about the November 3rd, 2020. Election to come to light, and that were preventing President-elect Donald J. Trump from taking his rightful place as the president for the United States of America. By the blood of the cross, I crush them all. I thank you for the love that Holy Ghost resurrection fire has come down, and that day, today, dismissed all charges against President Donald J. Trump. Whosoever stirs up strife against President Donald J. Trump shall fall and surrender to President Donald J. Trump. No weapon that is formed against President Donald J. Trump shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against President Donald J. Trump in judgment, he shall show to be in the wrong. This peace, righteousness, security, triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, those in whom the ideal servant of the Lord is that we produced. This is the righteousness or the vindication which President Donald J. Trump obtains from the Lord, his God. This is that which he, the Lord, imparts to him as his justification, says the Lord, God of hosts. And the Lord raised President Donald J. Trump up above all his enemies, so it be, Lord. Amen. Father, love, remember the parable of the persistent widows. Praise the Lord. I am contending for the Holy Ghost resurrection fire to walk back President Trump, the commander-in-chief, today, January 3rd, 2024, to the office of the presidency for his first term as the 19th president for the United States of America. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and I shall repay. For with God nothing shall be impossible. For God always makes a way where there seems to be no way. For all things are possible to me who believe. What is impossible with man is possible with God. For through me, his beloved, the Lord my God, brings this home and the church age to an end. For my heart has captured his love for humanity. Lord my God, surely, truly, you cannot, will not, and shall not allow the deep state, the wicked, to get away with those 4 years, 2020 to 2024, or remain in power, not even having an appearance of being in power till the election in 2024. Just by the blood of the Lamb, on Atoroso Tokoro Hiashe Salamatanashe, the Lord Saboath did it. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, I thank you, Father, Lord, for Holy Ghost resurrection fire that comes down and consumes and curses any wrong curse, witchcraft, omen, divination, sorcery, any type of voodoo, witch hunt, spells, spirit cooking, sickness, attack, anything alike, any expedition, hex, anything of the occult done to or sent toward and or sent against any one of us, demanding our death and all to incapacitate us in any way, shape, or form, they hit the bloodline. And by the blood of Christ that clothes us, and that is completely insulating, protecting, preserving, and providing for us, be backfired and reversed and returned to whomever sent them. By the blood of the Lamb, any wicked thing that comes against us, including all their implementations, all their darkness, and they stumble and fall because of the blood of Christ, the anointings that remove burdens and destroy yokes. I thank you, Father, Lord, for that President Donald J. Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu, whose eyes are undimmed and their vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of their countenance. And so it be for all of us, the righteous. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The Lord renews our strength, our youth, like that of an eagle's. I thank you, Father, Lord, for a spirit of holiness and discernment and of unity for President Trump, Prime Minister Netanyahu, and all of us, the righteous, who are standing for righteousness and truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God of hosts, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of strength, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord, and our delight be in the fear, reverence, honor, respect of the Lord. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. By the blood of the Lamb, sin and death are paralyzed, incapacitated in every way, shape, or form, and defeated in each one of our lives. We shall not be affected or infected by the seed of the serpent, by serpent venom. I wash each one of us, the righteous, spirit, soul, and body, life, lands, and territories in the blood of the Lamb. Order, O Lord, each one of our steps. And I thank you, Father Lord, for a mighty harvest of souls among the patriots, as the Lord of hosts, as the Lord of the harvest. Send laborers into his harvest field. Amen. So it be, Lord. I continuously say of the Lord, our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are our God, in whom we confidently trust and rely on. Thus the Lord has made us invincible to our enemies. The Lord has made us invisible to our enemies. No, we are not baskets of deplorables, but we are the untouchables, standing in righteousness and truth. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the you, the dragon, the ancient serpent, all your powers and ability to steal, kill, and destroy, to deceive. Be paralyzed for such a time as this, and the angels of the Lord are counted into the trillions. Are not all angels, ministering spirits, sent to serve the Lord of hosts, and us who will inherit salvation? They hearken to the voice of his word to do his good pleasure. Does the Lord of the angel armies at any given time can, will, shall instantly send millions of angels to protect, to defend, to rescue us and our lands and our possessions and our countries. Like havoc birds, so the Lord of hosts, he shields us, to protect and to deliver us, to spare and rescue us, and give us a peace. Always, and the Father's loving kindness and tender mercies are overshadowing us, making every crooked way straight before us always. Under the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, we shall always go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills are before us are breaking forth into singing, and all the trees of the field are clapping their hands. Instead of the thorn have come up the cypress, instead of the briar have come up the myrtle, and it be a memorial to the Lord for an everlasting sign of his mercy, his hesed love, which shall not be cut off. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, angel of the Lord, with their host of angels proceeded, for he, the Lord, unleashed his fury against the wicked, wrath, indignation, and calamity, and a band of destroying angels. He cleared a path for his anger. He did not spare them from from death, but delivered their lives to the plague, that they be no more. The voice of the Lord is thundering over the atmosphere. Reformation. America, be once again the great light. The enemy is saying, oh, the light, it shines so bright. There is nothing else left to do but take flight. And indeed they are. Behold, the mass exodus in the natural as the spiritual flee, the Lord completely destroying all our enemies. And thus by the blood of Christ, the burden removing, yoke destroying power of God, as it has been prophesied, early hold of a mass exodus of all the cabals, Illuminati, the Luciferians, the gangs, the drug dealers, Hamas, all terrorist cells, all the wicked today as the spiritual fleet. For such a time as this, they be no more. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. Oh, I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted, both horse and driver. He has hurled into the sea a mass exodus in the natural as the spiritual flee. And the Lord redeeming this prophetic timeline of peace and prosperity he has given us. We, the church, the ecclesia, have the power and the authority to change time, not the occult world. Therefore, bow your knee. In the name of Jesus Christ, the completion of a new world order and a new world government that was not and will not be bought and was not and will not be established before, on, between, after 2/22/2022 and 3/22/2022 and by 2030. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be that plan, all its powers and ability to steal, kill, and destroy have been crippled. It can no longer prosper on this earth or at any other time till after the catching away of us, the church, to glory. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the occult world, all its powers and ability to steal, kill, and destroy have been crippled. It can no longer prosper for such a time as this. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the seed of the serpent and serpent venom. They shall not affect or infect people's bodies, lives, to prevent them from knowing God and remembering his love for them for such a time as this. In the name of the Lord, God of hosts, Jesus Christ, praise the Lord. Amen. So it be. It is finished. Jesus is Lord over his whole creation. Behold, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the blood of the Lamb, I wash and bless this day today, calling on the resurrection fire of the Holy Ghost. Glory, glory, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, Father, love we have received, and we are enjoying peace, goodwill toward us, on whom your favor rests. For hallelujah, it is finished, for Jesus is Lord. In God we trust and we rest in the finished work of the cross of Christ. Each one of us saying of the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, Lord, you are my God, in whom I confidently trust and rely on. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the curse. All its powers and ability to steal, kill, and destroy our lives. Thus, by the precious blood of my Lord Jesus Christ, applied on our lentils, on our doorposts, and round about our lands and territories, there be no breach in our walls, no exile, no outcry in our streets. I thank you, Father, love, that with the Holy Spirit, our spirits are sealed for the day of redemption. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be you, the Satan, the devil, you, the spirit of the serpent, all your powers and your ability to steal, kill, and destroy. Stay out of our homes, of our lives, of our bodies, our souls, relationships, marriage, money, finances, of our land, ministries, of our lands and territories. Keep your minions with you and keep out of our garden. Keep your minions with you. I raise the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ against you and everything you do today. There be no breach in our walls, no exile, no outcry in our streets. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us this scatterbound family, households, and ministries free from the law of sin and death. Thank you, Father, love, that the Lord owns this day and thereafter For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body and drink his precious blood, I proclaim his death until he comes, and I remain in him, and he remains in me. Believing in me, his Passover mystery, putting out from my flesh the fire of all evils, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, that I love in the greater glory, for I was crucified with Christ. I died and was buried with him and went to hell in him and was raised to life again with him, the Lord my God. For I am the church called to glory, the steps of I, the righteous, ordered by the Lord, and great be my peace and my undisturbed composure. My Lord Jesus, you have defeated the bulls, robbed the grave. Then why should my body, my living sacrifice, this living body of Christ, the holy temple of the Holy Spirit, see the grave? He sent out his word and healed me. He rescued me from destruction, death, hell, and the grave, poverty, lack, and insufficiency, the pit, into the abundant life in abundance, to the full, to overflow with and in him. For the healer lives in me. He, in every fiber of my body, he has restored me to good health and has healed all my wounds. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I thank you, Lord, my God, for renewing my strength, my youth like the eagles. My eyes are undimmed and my vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of my countenance. I who eat this bread will live forever, for I have the fire, the life of the everlasting, the glory of God, the Holy Spirit, Christ living in me, quickening my mortal body for the day of redemption. And we partake of the broken body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sealing my longevity to 120 years, time allotted by God to mankind, or unto the coming of the Lord to catch us, to catch me, to a home, to glory. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you at the cross, you have defeated the bulls of Bashan. This is the DNA of giants. You have defeated the rewrite for me. I stand in, on this, your victory, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, the rewrite has no effect on me. I plea, I claim the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ. So I thank you, Father Love, that by the blood of Christ, Father Love, I believe, I receive, that if I drink any deadly thing, even the vaccines, serpent venom, bioengineered products, and genetic modifications, quantum dot, these shall not harm me. I shall not be affected or infected by the seed of the serpent, by serpent venom. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be them all. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, amen. It remains, the name of God is inscribed in my DNA, both now and forever, and I have the mind of Christ, and my spirit remains sealed with your promised Holy Spirit, which is the first installment of my inheritance toward redemption as your possession. Yahweh, to the praise of your glory, spirit, soul, and body, I remain in Christ. My heart crying out, Abba, my Father, my Daddy. We partake of the precious blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sealing my destiny with and in Christ. Thank you, Father Lord, for cleansing my blood and the blood of my loved ones with the precious blood of Christ. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom has come, your will, your word has been done on earth as it is in heaven. The zeal of the Lord has done it. Jesus Christ, Yeshua, HaMashiach is Lord. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord by the Spirit of the living God. Abba, let the cry of praise cover the earth, that heaven shakes, and your Son come. Save us, God, our Savior. Gather us and rapture us from this earth, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen. Praise the Lord. He has done it. It is finished. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, can we...